You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we discuss breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Coming up this hour, Fox News' Lisa Marie Booth on why the Donald Trump Jr. outrage is really disingenuous. We will talk with Eric Bolling about what it takes to drain the swamp. But we begin with David French from the National Review and what constitutes a hate group. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
My friend over at the Federalist.com, Molly Hemingway, had a great piece on this morning, where she basically took apart piece for piece why this outrageous journalistic practice by ABC and NBC this last week, basically saying that a gathering of Christians, that they are in essence a hate group, and that the attorney general addressing them connects this administration with unacceptable people in an unacceptable way. My next guest has also written extensively about it at the National Review, and I'm interested to get into it a little bit more because he was both in attendance at the event and has made a rather exhaustive commentary on it in today's edition or yesterday's edition of the National Review. David French, senior writer at National Review, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'm glad you said exhaustive and not exhausting commentary.
That's right. Well, but it does get old, does it not, David French, when this same group of people, the Southern Poverty Law Center, goes after folks again and again, labels them hate, and their accomplices in the media just pick it up as though it's gospel truth. First of all, for my listeners that aren't familiar, give us the details of what happened at this summit. And then give us some background in terms of how the hate label gets thrown around.
Yeah, so I just attended a religious liberty summit for the held by the Alliance Defending Freedom. I used to work for the Alliance Defending Freedom years ago. I was a senior counsel for the organization before I was a writer at National Review. And essentially, the conference talked about threats to free speech and religious liberty. That was the dominant tone of the conference. It's a Christian organization. The attendees were Christian, and you heard an awful lot of talk about how even in the face of intense legal and political controversy, you should love your ideological foes, you should bless those who persecute you, that you should fight for the rights of others, that you would like to exercise yourself. I mean, all in all, it was one of the more encouraging events I've attended, both in this context of fighting hard for liberty, but fighting respectfully and civilly and with high regard for your opponents. I mean, so it was a little bit surprising to see ABC. Oh, and by the way, Attorney General Jeff Sessions addressed the group on
Tuesday night. Right.
So it was a little bit jarring and weird to see ABC and NBC lead with their stories about Sessions addressing the group by calling it an alleged hate group.
Before we get to that part of the story, let me just back up a little bit more because of your familiarity with ADF. Talk about their legal credentials and successes and kind of resume. This is not a fly-by-night group. This is a very highly respected group among their peers.
Well, yeah. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, they won yet another Supreme Court case on behalf of a church called Trinity Lutheran. They won it 7-2. So this wasn't a 5-4 conservative liberal split. This was a 7-2 with Justice Kagan and Justice Breyer voting along with the 5 more conservative justices. Just before that, they'd won a case 9-0 at the Supreme Court. I think the victory percentage is, maybe around 80% of the cases they file. When I ran the Center for Academic Freedom at the Alliance Defending Freedom, our victory percentage was very, very close to 100% in federal court. And so this is an organization that has practiced at all level of federal and state courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States repeatedly, and has won overwhelming victories at the Supreme Court of the United States repeatedly. So,
well, our colleague Molly Hemingway says they've had no losses in the Supreme Court. So whenever the ADF goes to SCOTUS, they come out on top.
Well, there has been, I think there's been 1-5-4 loss.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, it has been a, certainly in recent years, that occurred, I think, maybe in 2010. Since then, there's been an unbroken string of victories, including some very important, resounding victories. So,
well, I wanted to touch on that because I want the people listening to this conversation to understand these are people that study and practice law at the highest level, and they have the highest level of success with it. So given that framework, that makes this kind of fly-by-night Southern Poverty Law Center's framing of who they are all that more petty, but it's dangerous when the media colleagues for them, the ABCs and the NBCs, come along and just parrot what they have to say without any filter.
Yeah, so the Southern Poverty Law Center started many years ago with a virtuous goal, and that is to stamp out white supremacism and white supremacist terror in the Jim Crow era and immediately following South, which that's how they made their reputation, that's how they gained their notoriety and their fame, and they did good work. But they've morphed into this very radical, very hard left organization that has essentially started to view those who, for example, argue for the traditional definition of marriage as a man and a woman is that you're essentially and functionally just like a racist. And so they have started to identify mainstream Christian organizations as hate groups, like hate groups in the same, sort of in the same moral universe as groups like the Klan. And you said this was dangerous. It's very dangerous because actual radicals have used these SPLC designations to launch violent attacks. So, for example, a few years ago at the Family Research Council offices, where Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys also had offices,
correct,
a man walked in wanting to commit mass murder, and it was one of the most vicious attacks. He was intending to come in, shoot employees of FRC, and then stuff Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their mouths as they died. That was his goal. Fortunately, he was stopped by a heroic security guard who was wounded in the struggle. More recently, at Middlebury College, AEI scholar Charles Murray, one of the more important conservative intellectuals in the United States, was physically attacked. A professor who tried to protect him was injured in the struggle because SPLC had rated him as a, quote, white nationalist, which is utterly, completely, and totally absurd. And so they're continually being involved in these violent incidents because they're trying to compare mainstream scholars, mainstream Christian organizations, with entities like the Klan. It's foolish, it's stupid, and it's getting dangerous.
And that's just on the SPLC end of things. Now we have mainstream media parroting what they say. This is the amplification that they're looking for.
Well, right. And I mean, they would be inconsequential, but for their media coverage. And so the media gives them, again, based on those years ago, that years ago positive work that they did, they call them a, civil rights watchdog group, and they don't indicate that they're hard left. They don't indicate, all of the things that they're responsible for in the recent past that, the violence that they have motivated in the recent past, the specious and absurd reasoning that they have put on their website that's just hard left radical thought. It's not at all, it's not a fair assessment of any of these organizations, of these mainstream Christian organizations. And the media just parrots them. Fortunately, some members of the media are learning their lesson. Unfortunately, it took ABC, NBC doing it yet again this week for them to hopefully learn their lesson.
Well, and how do we know that they've learned their lesson? I mean, we don't like boycotts. We don't like to have to say to people, take it out of their pocket. But they leave us no real alternative if they choose to willfully abandon the truth in what they report.
Well, fortunately, ABC, in a follow-on report, reported on the event, stripping out any reference to SPLC whatsoever. So there's some indication that ABC might have, might have understood that
they moderated because of that.
Exactly. And we're seeing less reliance on the SPLC. Years ago, the SPLC, I mean, heck, even in the Obama administration, the SPLC was sometimes used as a, quote, resource for understanding.
No, I know. And considering their historic launch and beginning, the ash heap that they've turned into is just really, it's an embarrassment. It's a blight on the civil rights discussion. And I'm so saddened by it. David, I'm thankful for your good work at the National Review, and I want people to read the article. We'll post it up. David French, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming back. Lots more news. Don't go away. All right, everyone. Today's Sabal Meat Products trivia question is ready to go. And one lucky winner is going to get a whole basket full of Sabal Meat Products if they can send us the correct answer online at am570themission.com. This week's question is, what are the four main categories of products that Sabal carries? You can answer this question on am570themission.com and get more information from sabalmeats.com. And don't worry, if you missed the question today, you can always find the question online when you enter to win at am570themission.com.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher reveals the mystery of a Hebrew word and the most important of names. The word is Yasha. Yasha means to rescue, to help, to heal, to restore, to set free, give victory, to save. Now, that's exactly what we spend our lives seeking for: freedom, salvation, healing, restoration, victory. Now, from Yasha comes the Hebrew word Yeshua, which means salvation and healing and freedom and victory. In the Hebrew scriptures, it says one day God will become our salvation. But in Hebrew, it says God will become our Yeshua. And from Yeshua comes the word Jesus. You see, that means that Jesus, that name Jesus, he's your healing, your restoration, your freedom, your victory, your salvation. It means he's the answer to everything you are and everything you need. Your Yeshua.
The Book of Mysteries will change your life, and it's now available online and wherever books are sold, and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-305-8080. That's 800-305-8080. 800-305-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-347-6435. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-347-6435. 800-347-6435. That's 800-347-6435.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. My next guest is someone who, like me, is on top of breaking news every single day. He in the world of television, while I am here manning the talk radio microphone. But I remember a number of years ago when the Fox News Channel had this this little studio. It was literally like a closet on the 12th floor. And my next guest said, hey, what would happen if we took, I think it was the old Hannity and Combs table, and set it up over here and then put five people around this table? What if we had, like, maybe me in the middle and then a couple of people on either side that were, like, a little more left, a little more right, and then you just have, like, a cup of coffee and talk about it for, you know, however long? And that aired on the Fox News strategy room for I don't know how long. And that eventually became the identical concept to a ratings hit called The Five that my next guest was the host of. And then he got canned from that and moved back to 5 o'clock to now host his newest hit called The Specialist. Eric Bowling, it's so much fun to have you with us.
Good to be with you. And you're right. Going way about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, going back, I did. I put the five people around the table. And then it worked out so well, I sent a tape of that. I sent a CD or DVD
right
up to Roger Ailes' office. And you know how things work. People, managers, producers got to think it's their own idea. We didn't hear
exactly
from Roger for a while. And then next thing you know, he came up with this great idea of putting five people around the table on TV.
Me just say, he got the right guy in the middle chair. And that was, of course, you. But I remember those early. I got to be on that strategy
remember
room
that?
Test yeah, cable for a little while. Anyway,
we were,
that was
we
a lot of
brilliant
fun.
Brilliant back then.
I remember. I think my favorite time we got together, we had like Harris Faulkner, Geraldo, myself, a couple of other people, and there were literally seven around the table because Geraldo and I were on bar stools back behind the host chair.
We were
all in there. It was
a
lot of fun.
I made sure the camera kind of framed out Geraldo so we didn't have to see him.
Actually, someone recently met Geraldo and came back to me and goes, Kev, he's a lot shorter than I thought he was. I said, yeah. You really did meet him.
He's a lot more liberal than I thought he was.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the success of The Specialist. Talk about the concept of the show. I don't want any of my listeners to be listening to it because I'm on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern. But for people that want to set their DVRs, I want them to enjoy it. But it's kind of a similar concept, but different. How?
It's similar in that the way this came down is when O'Reilly was parting ways with Fox, Rupert Murdoch had an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, had a prime time issue. So he calls me into his office at noon, and he says, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the show, the five, down at 9 o'clock, move Tucker up to 8. And then congratulations, shakes my hand and said, you're the new host of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to put you in five people, center seat. I want the audience to see, not be jarred by too much change. I said, okay, cool, let's do this. He said, we'll figure out the rest later. So that's how the 5 o'clock specialist evolved.
This is now your third show with five people and you in the center chair. It's a pretty incredible run.
So I came from CNBC. Guess what time that show was? 5 o'clock. I come over here. The first show I do is Happy Hour at Fox Business.
Yeah, Bulls and Bear. Yeah.
Yep. I've been at 5 o'clock for 12 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, 5 o'clock belongs to bowling. Let's just admit
happy
what
hour.
It is.
It's, yeah, happy, right. It's a happy hour.
Hey, well, congratulations on the success of that. And there's a lot of New York icons that I see pop up on there, and it's a lot of fun to watch
you
in
there,
the commercial
McCullough.
Breaks. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll get permission from the big guys. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations also on the new book.
Yeah.
Just out a little more than a week ago, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism. Before we talk about the book properly, Eric Bolling, New York Times bestseller, selling author. It's called The Swamp. Go get it on Amazon. It's from St. Martin's Press. Before we get into the book itself, though, your thoughts on Trump, the Trump effect since he's been president, where we're at with this Russia investigation, and just your general thought on where we are as a nation right now as we live and breathe.
And so a lot of what we do at 5 o'clock is talk about that exactly. And what I try to do is I try and bring some like logic and common sense to the Trump discussion. I've been pro Trump since day one, and he knows it. In fact, he tweeted about the book. One of the reasons the book immediately hit the New York Times bestseller list is he gave a kind of a check mark of approval.
Doesn't hurt to have 100 million followers.
And it also doesn't hurt to spend the day on Drudge right after the president tweets
right.
about you. So that all went down. But I try and bring some logic and common sense, a little counterbalance to what you see on CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and whatnot. And that, you know, if you listen to those publications, that media, you'd think half the country can't stand the guy, when the reality is you go out there and you talk to people, and it's a very pro-Trump country. Once you get out of New York City or L.A. and get away from the mainstream media, look no further than what was going on in the economy. No one is really, I mean, you may be talking about it, Kevin, but the majority of mainstream media isn't. And the economy is off the charts. It's on
right.
fire. I mean, record highs in the Dow today. Again, record highs in the Dow every single day, record lows in unemployment. In other words, we have 153 million Americans employed, the very most it's ever been, the economy has ever had employed, ever. You know, housing prices, record high housing prices. You can't argue with that success. You can't give that to Obama either, because no one in their right mind who puts a dollar or a dime into their own business or into an investment does it because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
They only do it based on anticipation of looking forward. So,
well, that's the point I was going to make, Eric. This is all anticipating that we're going to get tax reform. This is just the effervescence that they have that Trump is a guy that will change things.
Yeah.
I just have to think if the other side decides that they're going to really try to drag this guy down, that there is going to be a much bigger fight, because he won by more than what people thought he was going to win, if they thought he was going to win at all. He 33 states to 17. This is a really an amazing story of the Trump candidacy. But your book is tied into this. And when we come back, I want to talk about The Swamp, the murky pool of corruption, cronyism, the really strange creatures, and how Trump can drain it all. It's called The Swamp by Eric Bolling, and it is in every fine bookstore now and on Amazon.com. Go get it. And, of course, tweet Eric on Twitter and follow him on Facebook. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS. Number 60134.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Now, instead of our usual morning report, I'd like to talk about what we should be doing to celebrate our 25th anniversary. You've all been doing great work, and I'd really like to give back and treat everyone to a killer party. Any ideas?
How about we all go bowling?
Anyone else?
A company picnic?
Ooh. Gotta do better than that, people.
I know, let's get a yacht and cruise around Manhattan and party all night.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, but where can we get a yacht?
Just call Franz Touch of Class at 212-385-9400 and charter the Atlantis. Three decks, dance floor, state-of-the-art sound system, spotless restrooms, and the food and service is great. In fact, my niece's reception was there and it was unforgettable.
Franz Touch of Class?
Fran will take care of everything. Just call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franztouchofclass.com.
212-385-9400 or events@franztouchofclass.com. All right, people, let's make this happen.
After 31 years, professional boxing returns to the Coliseum on July 15th with PBC on Fox. See former world champions Omar Figueroa and Robert Guerrero in the headline bout on opening night of Brooklyn Boxing on Long Island. Marcus Brown faces Long Island's own Shoni Monahan in a meeting of unbeaten contenders, plus a powerful heavyweight brawl between Artur Spilka and Adam Kownacki. Premier Boxing Champions presents Omar Figueroa versus Robert Guerrero, Saturday, July 15th at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
If you're worried about how the market's going to respond in these first 100 days of new leadership, you're not alone. Even the best experts can't predict what's going to happen in the coming year. So be smart and have a plan. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com to start your plan. Bill Pulis with Profits Run has developed a plan on how you can profit now. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com to learn how to make a little extra money each week. Trading involves risk of loss and is not appropriate for everyone. Go to SaveProfitPlan.com for more information.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, the reason that people are disgusted with Washington, D.C. is because Washington, D.C. has been disgusting. All kinds of scandals of all varieties, high crimes. You know, we've had an impeachment, a lot of people talking about impeachment now. But you look at Washington, D.C., and especially over the last 10 to 15 years, people have said this is just the most heinous place on earth. I think that the election of 2016 was a rebellion against that. And the country's saying we're ready to have someone come in and break things and bust things. He has, to what degree he's been able to. He hasn't necessarily had that success yet with health care and with tax reform, but pending the victories in those areas, I think that he's got a really strong case to be reelected in a couple of years. My guest, Eric Bolling, the author of The Swamp, you see him on the Fox News Channel's The Specialists, weeknights at 5 p.m. Eastern, has written this book about the murky pool of corruption and cronyism and strange creatures and what Trump can do to drain the said swamp. As he promised to in the election. Eric, what's the most fundamental key that Trump needs to actually get the swamp drained? What does he have to do if he doesn't do anything else? What's the one thing that he has to do in order to drain the swamp?
So writing the book, Kevin, I started to investigate what the swamp was all about, and you're right, it's darker and murkier than anyone could ever have imagined, and I couldn't believe how much shenanigans were going on in D.C. You hear about some of them, you don't hear about the vast, vast majority of them, from
right.
lobbyists sticking money in politicians' pockets to change votes to, you know, sex scandals on the Hill. It goes on and on. And I wrote the first part of the book just to expose how bad it really is and how bad it's gotten. Real quickly, I was searching for a picture for the book, for the cover. I wanted to be dramatic, and I happened to type in The Swamp, and I hit D.C. in the search bar for Google already. I hit search, and a picture comes up from the National Archives 1860, where they're building the Capitol building right on a literal swamp. The dome's not even in it yet. So I'm like, this is the right project. I put that picture inside the cover and the backside cover of the book. But point is, it's unbelievable. You get to D.C., and it's like every politician's up for sale, and it's almost like the accepted norm there. So Trump is the guy to come and do it because he promised to drain the swamp. He's not a politician. And I think that's why he's getting so much pushback, not from Democrats, you expect that, but from Republicans. I've never seen the Republican Party so anti-Republican or anti-president as they are right now, because they're part of the swamp too. So I very, very carefully made sure that this book was nonpartisan. If you're doing bad stuff, you're going to get called out. Now, last part of the book, maybe the last third of the book, is recommendations to Trump to drain the swamp. And one of them off the top is I suggest, now a lot of people say I'm crazy, even Republicans say I'm crazy, I suggest he continues to tweet. I love the fact that that man tells us exactly what's on his mind every morning, and then sometimes during the day. I want to know what the leader of the free world is thinking. Yeah. I love the fact that he goes around the mainstream media by doing that too. I think the most important recommendation in the book, and I've had conversations with Donald Trump. I was there in the Oval Office with him on May 1st. He calls me occasionally, and a lot of the recommendations are written in the book. But I think that businessman mentality that he brings to the Oval Office, in other words, the Oval Office becomes his boardroom, the American taxpayer becomes the customers, and he does the things that are going to be beneficial to us economically. Hmm. He's doing it. He started immediately rolling back regulation. That's very, very important. But also, when have you ever heard a president say, how much did that cost, and how much does this cost, or can we get this cheaper? You never heard that before, because no president has ever done that. Donald Trump did it about his own airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force
Two. Yes.
He says, let me get the prices down. This isn't fair, and he's going to be flying around in the darn thing. So he is the right guy to drain the swamp.
Well, it was pretty amazing, Eric. And I was, like many in the Republican field, I was supportive of another candidate in the early part of the primary when it became clear that it was a binary election between Trump and Hillary. There was never any question in my mind. And I had always kind of played with this idea. What would it be like to have a real businessman, and not just an average businessman, but an executive that had accomplished, to be running the country and kind of running it under the private sector standards? Is the project on time? Is it within budget? Is it to the client satisfaction? You know, the big questions that CEOs have to ask about their companies all the time. And what we have seen in this first few months is that's exactly how he's approached the operation of the nation. And I think that one of the things that's going to be hard for the other side to, even on this fake Russia stuff and all the other things that they keep trying to distract, he did what I hoped he would do out of the beginning of the administration. That is, he took a shotgun approach and said, well, I'm going to work on everything at once, very much like a CEO does. I've got, you know, all the different wings of the company. We're going to be pressing full force on all of them. And because of that, ISIS is on the run. Healthcare is going to get done. We're going to get tax reform. We're going to clean up our schools. We're going to offer entrepreneurs greater opportunity. And we're, you know, just across
the border's more secure. It goes on and on.
Absolutely, such a long list.
Turned around. I mean, yeah. He's done amazing things. And rolling back rags was a big part of that.
And Eric Bolling's book is well worth the read. Get it. It's called The Swamp, and you should read it, and then get a copy for a friend as well. Eric, thanks for being here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let Nyack serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of Nyack's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, July 19th at 5:30 p.m. To register, go to nyack.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's nyack.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's the summertime, and that means there will be engagements on the beach, weddings under the sunset, and if you or your friends are getting married or popping the question this summer, you need to go to Lord's Diamonds for your engagement ring. My friend Anu has been helping Kevin McCullough listeners for more than a decade make their engagements even more special. And I've had a great experience with Lord's Diamonds personally in the McCullough marriage. Getting the lovely bride the ring she always wanted on our 6th anniversary, thanks to the careful, watchful eye of Anu, was a blessing beyond description. So give Lord's Diamonds a call at 212-789-8500 or visit lordsdiamonds.com. And we also want you to take part in the Lord's Diamonds Summer Giveaway. Sign up at am570themission.com for a chance to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000. You can also email at kmcradio@gmail.com to enter.
Ever since Big Tobacco was sued for deceiving millions of Americans with misleading ads and bogus scientific claims, ordinary Americans have been paying the price in insurance costs, health care, and loss of friends and loved ones. And now, Big Tobacco must pay. Over 25 years ago, these tobacco companies agreed to a master settlement agreement where a minimum of $206 billion was to be awarded to 46 state municipalities. These billions are being used to back interest-bearing investment vehicles by states who are receiving that settlement money from Big Tobacco. Savvy investors have been taking advantage of these investments to get virtually guaranteed income, and now you can find out how to get your share. Money Map Press, an independent financial publisher, and editor Keith Fitzgerald have created a research presentation on these programs that you can attend free. Visit tobaccomasterpayments.com for more information and to view the presentation. Call 800-282-3487 or visit tobaccomasterpayments.com. That's tobaccomasterpayments.com.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I have a son who's a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting.
But believe it or not, the Donald Trump Jr. controversy continues in not only our nation's capital, but in the media circles that encompass the city I'm in, New York, and by extension, nearly every media outlet across the country. Kevin McCullough Radio, glad to have you with us. I wanted desperately to have Lisa Marie Booth on with me. She is a contributor at the Fox News Channel. She's also head of High Noon Strategies, which is a campaign firm. She's actually worked campaigns where they've advised candidates and candidates' campaigns on how to proceed during the course of a campaign. So I was very interested in what she had to write for the Washington Examiner. But it also was reprinted over at the Fox News Channel, foxnews.com. And so I begged her, Lisa, can you come on with me? And she's like, Kev, I so want to, but I'm literally boarding a plane. So this is why she's not with us in person. But her words are here. And I wanted to give you a little bit of insight in terms of how this operates from somebody who's on the inside of what those campaigns looks like. Let me just read a bit from the column. Politics is war. The objective is to win and to take down the opponent. In an industry that seldom operates in black and white, it is often the gray territory in which campaigns have to achieve their goals. In the middle of that fast-paced environment, the reality is that most people would have taken a meeting with someone like this Russian attorney who met with Donald Trump Jr. and other senior Trump campaign staff that has now set Washington on edge. She said the worst is that many of the people expressing righteous indignation have no reason to be self-righteous. For instance, Robbie Mook, she explains, the former campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, is in fact one of the worst offenders. Soaking up the opportunity to get television time, Mook has been everywhere criticizing the Trump team, but he worked for a woman who might have been president today, except for her complete lack of a moral compass. Her scandals, her use of a private email server to thwart transparency laws, her deletion of tens of thousands of emails, the sale of access to her office to Clinton Foundation donors, these things are well known. Perhaps it's less well known that the International Business Times reported that arms sales to countries that donated to the Clinton Foundation increased by 143%. Now, I want to stop right there, because when I saw that statistic in Lisa's column, that's when I reached out to her. We're talking about a private foundation, the Clinton Foundation, that for the most part gave money to the Clintons for them to use, much of which went into the campaign operation. But it has been reported by the International Business Times that arms sales, while she was Secretary of State, arms sales from the U.S. to countries that donated to the Clinton Foundation increased 143%. So if they were giving money to the foundation, they had 143% chance of getting whatever weapons they were looking to buy, as opposed to some country that didn't give a donation to the Clinton Foundation. Lisa writes, even more to the point, as Politico has reported, the Ukrainian government tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump by disseminating documents implicating Paul Manafort in corruption. They also reportedly helped Clinton's allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors. Is it wrong to seek foreign governments' help in digging up dirt on an opponent, or isn't it? Now, the reason that I wanted so badly to have her on, because she, having worked campaigns, she knows where you draw those lines and what the difference in those things looks like. But let's just examine that last sentence. Is it wrong to seek foreign governments' help in digging up dirt on an opponent, or isn't it? Because if it's wrong, if Donald Trump Jr. committed some, you know, morally outrageous thing by taking a meeting with a lawyer who said that she may have negative information about Hillary Clinton, then is it not wrong for Hillary Clinton's aides to be sent to the Ukraine to meet with officials there to do the same thing in return? Lisa continues, and she's not done pointing out inconsistencies. She says the Obama administration likewise has no high horse to sit on. Former Attorney General Lynch is facing bipartisan inquiries about allegations that she interfered with the Hillary Clinton email probe. Okay, pause there for a second. Forget the foreign governments interfering in the election. Our government's not supposed to take a side in an election. They're not supposed to be offering under the table help. But by Loretta Lynch interfering with the Hillary Clinton email probe, it's widely speculated and very probable that the Obama administration was overstepping lines in trying to pick a winner. President Barack Obama's IRS targeted conservative groups. We know that. They had things like Christian, T, or Patriot in their names in order to interfere in grassroots election organizing. We were also lied to about things like the Iran deal and the payment of $1.7 billion in cash to that nation's terror-sponsoring regime. Susan Sponsor, former Obama national security advisor, facing a congressional inquiry over the monitoring and unmasking of Trump team members in foreign surveillance, which, by the way, they were doing. They were surveilling Trump's team, the federal government, using the federal authority, using our tax dollars in the midst of election cycle, we're monitoring Trump's people. We didn't have people monitoring Hillary's people. She said, and of course, a congressional investigation that found his State Department paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer grants to an Israeli group that used the money to try to defeat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So not only did Obama's team try to direct the outcome of our election, they've also spent our tax dollars trying to oust our allies from their politically elected seats. She said the media is also inconsistent. New York Times executive editor said during a visit to Harvard last September that he would risk jail time to put President Trump's tax returns in his paper. She says, she finishes with this, to be clear, none of this is okay. This isn't an effort to justify Donald Jr.'s decisions, but politics is a dirty industry. Many of the people criticizing him have spent more time playing in the mud than playing out of the mud. They could at least wipe themselves off before handing down the hypocritical moral judgments on the newcomer. It's well worth reading. I'll link it up at the Facebook page. Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM 570 The Mission. And he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes Mike's four-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
Cibao Meat Products brings you the luscious flavors of Campesino Salami Especial, Hamonetta Campesino, and a chance to win these and a whole basket full of other amazing products from the company that makes the most delicious Latin-style salamis and sausages. How can you win this mouth-watering basket full of grilling goodies? Just listen to Kevin McCullough Live every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. to hear the Cibao Meat Products trivia question of the day, or head to am570themission.com and click on the Cibao Meat banner to see the question. The answer to the question must be entered online. Cibao Meat Products. If you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code The Mission.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, this reminder, if you have not yet signed up for the $3,000 diamond and sapphire ring to win, it's an anniversary ring from my wonderful sponsor, Lord's Diamonds, and Lady Anu, who is the proprietor of Lord's Diamonds. In fact, today being the lovely bride's birthday, I did not get her a $3,000 ring today. I don't know if I should admit that, but that's that I did not do that. But you could win one for your lovely bride by signing up. Go to my flagship station's website, am570themission.com. Click on the Lord's Diamonds banner when you see it. And it doesn't matter if you listen to us via podcast or however you listen to us. It does not matter if you're hearing me on a station other than AM 570 The Mission. You can do it as well. Just go to am570themission.com, and glad to help you facilitate that. Okay, so, and when is that drawing, Alex? When are we announcing?
I believe it is July 28th. Yes.
28th. All right. So it's coming up soon. So you need to get registered if you want to try to win. It's a $3,000 diamond and sapphire ring, and it is gorgeous. Worth $3,000. You're going to love it, but you got to register for the contest. So go to am570themission.com and do that. All right. So I saw this headline in the Washington Post, and you know my feelings on the Washington Post of recent. I don't have good feelings about the Washington Post. But I was intrigued by the title. Why we're losing more people to the suites than to the streets. Two black pastors suing Coca-Cola. William Lamar, senior pastor of D.C.'s historic Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church, said he's tired of presiding over funerals for parishioners who died of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. And on Thursday, he and another pastor filed suit against Coca-Cola and the American Beverage Association, claiming soda manufacturers knowingly deceive the customers about the health risks of sugar-sweetened beverages at an enormous cost to their communities. They filed in the D.C. Superior Court on Thursday on behalf of the pastors, and the Praxis Project, a public health group, alleges that Coke and the ABA ran an intentional campaign to confuse consumers about the causes of obesity. Now, this goes on and on into this rather extensive story about what causes obesity, hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, all these diseases that high sugar content diets do in fact cause. But I'm wondering if the pastors are not addressing it completely backwards from the way they should. And this is indicative of what I've noticed sometimes when people don't take personal responsibility. We want to blame others for the choices that we make. And you say, Kev, but these diseases, these are serious. And this pastor's tired of going to these funerals. And I get all of that. But has he preached as vociferously against the consumption of sugar from his pulpit as much as he has about how he's going to take down the big commercial Coca-Cola company? See, because no matter how much Coca-Cola makes, it will never kill anybody that doesn't drink it. I'm Kevin McCullough.